Chapter 114. Andros Giles stood in his cabin examining himself. He stood shirtless, with no hood, no cowl, no dark spectacles, the curtains open. He looked at his hands, his arms, and then last, he looked at his eyes. The broken red halo he'd been hiding for months was gone. He still had all his colours, sub-red, red, orange, and yellow, entwined halfway through the irises of his shocking blue eyes, but they were in balance now. He'd seen the blinder's knife work before, and it didn't work like this. That knife killed. But when he looked at his shoulder, it was flawless, not even the skin broken. He looked at his eyes again, certain it was some trick. But there the halo was, stable. And he felt hale. He felt better than he'd felt in 15 years. 20. He'd had to sink into his own discipline in order to keep the red from driving him mad. And at the end there, he wasn't sure he was winning. Now he was simply a drafter again. A polychrome, with a good 10 years left in his eyes. This changed everything. Sometime not long before dawn, Kip washed ashore. He couldn't take credit for swimming in. He'd barely had the strength to float and breathe for the last few hours. He crawled far enough up the sand not to get pulled out to sea and collapsed like a beached whale. He woke to someone picking at his pockets around noon. He floundered, slapping their hands away, afraid he was under attack. He sat up and saw that there were at least a dozen bodies washed up on the beach around him. The looter started laughing. Kip blinked up at him, but the young man had the blinding noonday sun burning over his shoulder. He was dressed in a dirty white tunic and cloak adorned with many bands of colour. He also had a pistol dangling from his hand.
"Oh ho! I stopped at the right beach, didn't I?" the young man said. "Lucky, aren't I?"
Kip looked down the beach and saw the young man's dinghy on the beach. He must have seen all the dead from the water and decided to loot what he could. Kip was thirsty.
"You have any water?" he croaked.
"In the boat. Food, too." Kip stood with difficulty. The young man didn't help him up. Then it hit him. He knew that voice. He squinted against the brightness.
"Oh, no," he said.
"Bit slow, aren't you?" Zyman said. He stepped forward and punched Kip in the face. Kip fell and sat heavily in the sand. He checked his nose, eyes streaming. On the bright side, it wasn't broken. He stood slowly, walked over to the dinghy. He halfway emptied the skin. He had a headache that he thought was a hangover. He hadn't had one of those before. Plus, he was light sick. Every part of his body hurt. He had a gash along his ribs and his left arm was throbbing from being stabbed. Kip considered attacking Zyman, who was rubbing his hand. Punching Kip had hurt his fist, but Zyman had a gun. He would see if Kip tried to draft, which right now sounded as appetizing as gargling sewage, and Kip was feeling about as agile as a 112-year-old man. Kip had seen the boy draft long ago. He had no doubt that Zyman had the will to use that pistol. He got in the boat.
"Take off that belt and give it to me. Then tear off a strip of your shirt and tie it around your eyes," Zyman said. "Slowly."
Kip did both. He felt Zyman push the dinghy into the water. Kip lunged forward, tearing off his blindfold. Zyman was clinging to the prow with one hand, bobbing in the water, halfway to climbing into the boat, and he had the pistol levelled at Kip's face.
"Back, back," he said. "I can't hold on here for long, so if you're not seated and blindfolded in 5 seconds, I'm going to put a bullet in your face."
Settling back onto his bench, Kip pulled the blindfold back up. Defeated. He'd almost done it. Almost. The cloak of failure draped easily around his slumped shoulders. Kip almost. Again. No, that wasn't true. He wasn't that Kip anymore. He wasn't stupid. He wasn't weak. He wasn't a coward. He wasn't rejected. He had gotten into the Blackguard. He'd been accepted by the best drafters and fighters in the world. He'd been accepted by his father. He had fought a king and whites and a god. He'd made huge mistakes. He'd been stupid and weak and cowardly and rejected. Without him, his father wouldn't have been stabbed. But he also had pulled his father from the waves, had saved his life when no one else could. Kip had donned almost as his spectacles. There was a middle path, a golden mean between the whore's sun and the prisms. He wasn't really Kip, Godslayer, but he also wasn't the boy who'd knuckled under to Ramir. Not anymore. I am what I do, and I am Breaker. He who looks through only one lens lives in darkness. He who has ears, let him hear. It's time for me to break that old lens.
Take the oars, Zymon said. As Kip reached blindly for them, he heard Zymon slip into the boat. Then he felt Luxin encase his hands, locking them around the oars. You row for an hour, and then I'll give you food and more water. Go on. We've got a long way to go, brother.
Kip started rowing. His left arm did not appreciate it.
Brother?
He asked. His voice came out calm, unafraid, unashamed.
My grandfather, Andros Guile, summoned me to the Chromeria. He said the rest of his family hadn't turned out. Said he's considering adopting me. Said he has big plans.
He paused.
What, didn't you know? I'm Carys and Gavin's son. I'm Zymon Whiteoak.
Kip's heart dropped out of his chest, punched a hole in the deck, and killed a dozen fish on its way to the seafloor. He heard a metallic scrape of the pistol being examined, and he thought that maybe Zymon had decided to kill him after all. Then Zymon barked a laugh.
Holy fuck, am I lucky, he said to himself. Would you look at that? This gun wasn't even loaded.